हरे बाबा
हरे कृष्ण गौरांगा. सो टुडे आई अंडरस्टैंड यू सिंग दिस श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दयाकरमोरे सॉन्ग इंट्रोडक्शन टू लॉर्ड चैतन्यस पास टाइम्स. डू वी हैव अ सॉन्ग बुक? हैव अ सॉन्ग बुक? आई वांट टू रीड द Translation. Have a song. There's no translation. There's a purple. Yeah. Anyone likes to hear Prabhupada's little purport about Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu? This is a song composed by Narottam Das Thakur. He prays to Lord Chaitanya, "My dear Lord, please be merciful to me. Because who can be more merciful than your Lordship within these three worlds?" Actually, this is a fact. Not only Narottam Das Thakur, but Rupa Goswami also prayed to Lord Chaitanya in this way. At the time of the first meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami at Prayag, Allahabad, Srila Rupa Goswami said, "My dear Lord, you are the most munificent of all incarnations because you are distributing love of Krishna, Krishna consciousness." When Krishna was personally present, he simply asked us to surrender, but he did not distribute himself so easily. He made conditions. First of all, you surrender. But this incarnation, Lord Chaitanya, although Krishna himself, makes no such condition. He simply distributes. Take love of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is approved as the most munificent incarnation. He's like generous. Narottam Das Thakur says, "Please be merciful to me. You are so magnanimous because you have seen the fallen souls of this age and you are very much compassionate to them. But you should know also that I am the most fallen. No one is more greatly fallen than me. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned soul, the fallen souls. But I assure you that you will not find a greater fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first." Then he prays to Lord Nityananda. He says, "Ha ha, Prabhu Nityananda. Premananda Sukhi, my dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss. Since you always appear very happy, I have come to you because I am most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, I may also become..." Then he prays to Advaita Prabhu, "Daya Kora Sita Pati Advaita Gosai." Advaita Prabhu's wife's name was Sita. Therefore, he is sometimes addressed as Sita Pati. Thus, Narottam Das Thakur prays, "My dear Advaita Prabhu, husband of Sita, you are so kind. Please be kind to me. If you are kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will also be kind to me." Actually, Advaita Prabhu saw that the fallen souls were all engaged simply in sense gratificatory processes, not understanding Krishna consciousness. He felt very much compassionate towards the fallen souls, and he also felt himself incapable of claiming them all. He therefore prayed to Lord Krishna, "Please come yourself. Without your personal presence, it's not possible to deliver these fallen souls." Thus, by his invitation, Lord Chaitanya appeared. Naturally, Narottam Das Thakur prays to Advaita Prabhu, if you will be kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda also will be kind to me. Then he prays to the Goswamis, Haha Swarup Sanatan Rupa Raghunath. Swarup refers to Rupa Damodar, Swarup Damodar, the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya. He was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and immediately arranged for whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Two personal attendants, Swarup Damodar and Govinda, were always constantly with Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur also prays to Swarup Damodar and then to the six Goswamis, the next disciples of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Bhatta Raghunath Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. These six Goswamis were directly instructed by Lord Chaitanya to spread this movement of Krishna consciousness. Narottam Das Thakur also prays for their mercy. After the six Goswamis, the next Acharya was Srinivas Acharya. Actually, Narottam Das Thakur was in the disciplic succession after Srinivas Acharya and was almost his contemporary. And Narottam Das's personal friend was Ramachandra Chakravarti. Therefore he prays, I always desire the company of Ramachandra. He desires a devotee's company. The whole process is that we should always pray for the mercy of the superior acharyas and keep company with pure devotees. Then it will be easier for us to advance in Krishna consciousness and receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. This is the sum and substance of this song sung by Narottam Das Thakur. Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki. God tells me now. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Kara More. Toma Vina Kedayalu Jagata Samsari. Hari Bhav, can you turn this up? Patita Pavana Heto Sava Abha Tara. Mosamopa Tita Prabhu Napaibe Aram. Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Suki. Kripa bala kana koro ami baro duki. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More. Toma Vina Kedayalu Jagata Samsare. Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. Kripa Bala Kana Karo Ami Bala Duki. Daya Karo Sita Pati Advaita Gosai. Advaita Gosai. Tava Kripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Nitai. Bole Pai Chaitanya Nitai. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More. Toma Vina Kedayalu Jagata Samsare. Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. Prabhu. Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha. Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha. Bhata Yoga Sri Jiva Prabhu Lokanatha. Bhata Yoga Sri Jiva Prabhu Lokanatha. Daya Kara Sita Pati Daya Kara Sri Acharya Prabhu Shiniva. Daya Kara Sri Acharya Prabhu Siniva Ramachandra Sangam again Narottama Dasam Nanda Sangam again Narottama Dasam Ramachandra Sangam again Narottama Dasam Natamada Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakara More Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakara More Tama Vina Kedayaru Jagata Samsare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Nithai ga Hare bo Hare bo Hare bo Hare bo Jaya Vishwabha Paramahansa Parivikacharya Stosa Deceivants Divine Grace Abhishnaravinda Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Abhivati Founder Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Vishwabha Paramahansa Parivikacharya Stosa Deceivants Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ntkoti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Shlahayadas Thakur Ki Jaya Premshika Hoshi Krishna Taitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vindiki Shri Shivada Krishna Gop Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Gili Govardhana Ki Mathura Vindavan Dhamma Ki Navadeep Mayapur Dhamma Ki Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Radhadesh Dhamma Ki Jamuna Maya Ganga Maya Ki Sri Mari Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Sri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Sankirtan Yagya Ki Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Granthraj Ki Om Namo Bhagavate Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda There's a nice verse at the beginning of this chapter. Bande Nanta Bhutaishwaryam Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhum Nityopiyat Prasadatsyad Bhakti Shastra Pravataka. Let me offer my respectful obeisances and to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has unlimited wonderful opulences. By his mercy, even a person born as the lowest of men can spread the science of devotional service. This chapter is called Majalila, chapter 20. The Lord instructs Sanatana Goswami. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Nityananda Prabhu, all glories to Advaita Acharya, and all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 120. Sadhu Shastra Kripaya Yadi Krishnan Mukha Haya Sai Jiva Nistare Maya Tahare Charaya Sadhu Shastra Kripaya Yadi Krishnan Mukahai. I was told this way. So what are we supposed to do? So it was a mistake, no? We're going to talk about this verse or not? There's quite a purport to this verse. Huh? So I just want to understand, this is my mistake or your mistake? No, which verse am I supposed to speak on? Oh. Vrindavan, you told me 100.
It's our karma. Must be our karma.
Okay. Well, it says, verse 121, 122. Maybe it's my mistake. Yeah, it's probably my mistake. Okay. So I'll read 121 and then 122. I'll just read this one anyway. Shadu Shastra Kripaya Yadi Krishnan Mukahai Seji Vinistare Maya Tahare Charai. If the conditioned soul becomes Krishna conscious by the mercy of saintly persons who voluntarily preach scriptural injunctions and help him to become Krishna conscious, the conditioned soul is liberated from the clutches of Maya, who gives him up. Text 21. Jaivihi yasha gunamayi mama maya durachaya mameva ye prabhajante maya mitam tarantite. Of course, this is from Bhagavad Gita. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Text 122. Maya Mugata Jivara Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan Jivare Kripaya Kaila Krishna Veda Purana. Maya Mugata Jivara Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan Jivare Kripaya Kaila Krishna Ved Puran. Maya Mukta Jivare Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan. Jivare Kripaya Kaila Krishna Ved Puran. Maya Mukta Jivare Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan. Jivare Kripaya Kaila Krishna Ved Puran.
Shankar Jivarna Swata Krishna Jivara Kripaya Kaya Krishna Vedpara
Maya Mukta, enchanted by the illusory energy, Jivara of the conditioned soul, Nahi, there is not, Svataha, automatically, Krishna Gana, knowledge of Krishna, Jivare, unto the conditioned soul, Kripaya, out of mercy, Kaila, presented, Krishna, Lord Krishna, Veda Puran, the Vedic literature, and the Puranas, supplements to the Vedic literature. Translation and purport by ISKCON founder Acharya, Divine Grace, Abhay Chinaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The conditioned soul cannot revive his Krishna consciousness by his own effort. But out of causeless mercy, Lord Krishna compiled the Vedic literature and it supplements the Puranas. Please repeat. The conditioned soul cannot revive his Krishna consciousness by his own effort. But out of causeless mercy, Lord Krishna compiled the Vedic literature and it supplements the Puranas. Purport. A conditioned soul is bewildered by the Lord's illusory energy, Maya. Maya's business is to keep the conditioned soul forgetful of his real relationship with Krishna. Thus the living entity forgets his real identity as spirit soul, Brahman, and instead of realizing his factual position, thinks himself the product of the material energy. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 1.7.5, Yaya samohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam Paropi manute natam tadkritam chapi padyate. Due to this external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks of himself as a material product and thus undergoes the reactions of material miseries. This is a description of Maya's action upon the conditioned soul. Thinking himself a product of the material energy, the conditioned soul engages in the service of the material energy in so many ways. He becomes the servant of lust, anger, greed, and envy. In this way, one totally becomes the servant of the illusory energy. Later, the bewildered soul becomes the servant of mental speculation. In any case, he's simply covered by the illusory energy. Out of his causeless mercy and compassion, Krishna has compiled various Vedic literatures in his incarnation as Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is a Shaktivesh avatar of Lord Krishna. He has very kindly presented these literatures to awaken the conditioned soul to his senses. Unfortunately, at the present moment, the conditioned souls are guided by demons who do not care to read the Vedic literatures. Although there is an immense treasure house of knowledge, people are engaged in reading useless literature that will give them no information on how to get out of the clutches of Maya. The purpose of the Vedic literature is explained in the following verse. Well, I'll just read the following verse, but I won't read the purport. Oh, I can do. Shastra Guru Atma Rupi Apanare Jananana Krishna Mor Prabhu Trata Jivarahoya Jnana. The forgetful conditioned soul is educated by Krishna through the Vedic literatures, the realized spiritual master, and the super soul. Through these, he can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is. And he can understand that Krishna is His eternal master and deliverer from the clutches of Maya. In this way, one can acquire real knowledge of his conditioned life and can come to understand how to attain liberation. Please repeat. The forgetful conditioned soul is educated by Krishna through the Vedic literatures. The realized spiritual master and the super soul. Through these, he can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is. And he can understand that Lord Krishna is His eternal master and deliverer from the clutches of Maya. In this way, one can acquire real knowledge of his conditioned life and can come to understand how to attain liberation. Purport. Being forgetful of his real position, the conditioned soul may take help from Shastra, Guru, and the super soul within his heart. Krishna is situated within everyone's heart as the super soul, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 18:61. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridaye arjuna tisthati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantrarudani mayaya. The Supreme Lord situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. As the Shaktivesh avatar, Vyasadeva, Krishna, teaches the conditioned soul through the Vedic literatures, Krishna externally appears as a spiritual master and trains the conditioned soul to come to Krishna consciousness. When his original Krishna consciousness is revived, the conditioned soul is delivered from the material clutches. Thus, a conditioned soul is always helped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in three ways: by the scriptures, the spiritual master, and the super soul within the heart. The Lord is the deliverer of the conditioned soul and is accepted as the Supreme Lord of all living entities. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 18:66, Savadamam parichaja mam ekam sharanam vaja aham tam savapapebhyo mokshayishyami masucha. Abandon all varieties of religion, just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from from all sinful reactions, do not fear. This same instruction is found throughout all Vedic literatures. Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru act as the representatives of Krishna, and the Krishna conscious movement is also taking place all over the universe. Whoever takes advantage of this opportunity becomes liberated. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Jena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhisnam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Jivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukum Kuroti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tadam Bande Shri Gurundi Natarinam. By the mercy of Guru, a blind man can see the stars, lame man can climb mountains, and a dumb man can speak poetry. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gurvani Prashayani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschachadi Satayani. In the end of a Krishna book, Shukadev Goswami explains there's five excellences of Krishna, and does anyone remember what those are? The five excellences of Krishna. One of them is that although the Ganga is purifying all the three worlds, the Yadu dynasty in which Krishna appeared in is even more pure than the Ganga. That's the first one. And another one is that Lakshmi always remains attached to Krishna, although she's Chanchalam. Chanchala, she's flickering, she doesn't stay with anybody. Even though Krishna's Krishna's attracted to others, other ladies, especially Radharani and the gopis, and even Lakshmi tries to do austerities to become a gopi herself, she can't succeed, still she remains attached to Krishna. She never gives up Krishna. So there's another excellence of Krishna. You have a Krishna book here? Oh, here we are. I've got one here. Let's get this right. Another excellence is that when he kills the demons, they get liberation. Just like Putana. Putana was a nasty piece of work. A witch with poison on her breast, sticking in Krishna's mouth. But Krishna accepted her as a mother because she put her breast in nipple in his mouth, and she sucked her breast. So Krishna is this is a wonderful excellence. Even the demons, they get some kind of mukti, liberation. So that the third one was That was the second one. The third one is Lakshmi. The fourth one concerns Krishna's holy name, which is so powerful. We're chanting the different names of Lord Vishnu 1,000 times, one may be bestowed with the same benefits as by 3 times chanting the holy name of Lord Rama. And by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna only once, one receives the same benefit as 3 times Lord Rama. In other words, all the holy names of the Supreme Personality of God, including Vishnu and Ram, the holy name of Krishna, the name of Krishna is most powerful. The Vedic literature, therefore, especially stresses the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. That's the wake-up call for the conditioned souls. So we're coming to the fifth excellence of Krishna, which is, believe it or not, in relationship with this verse. And this is very interesting. It really struck me when I read this. The fifth excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance, that he established the most excellent of all religious principles by his one statement in the Bhagavad Gita, that simply by surrendering unto him, one can discharge all the principles of religious rites. In the Vedic literature, there are 20 kinds of religious principles mentioned, and each of them is described in different shastras. The Lord is so kind to the fallen souls of this age that he personally appeared and asked everyone to give up all kinds of religious rites and simply surrender unto him. It is said that in this age of Kali is three quarters devoid of religious principles. Hardly one-fourth of the principles of religion are still observed in this age. But by the mercy of Lord Krishna, this vacancy of Kali Yuga has not only been completely filled, but the religious process has been made so easy that simply by rendering transcendental loving service unto Lord Krishna by chanting his holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. What was that? My hearing's a little faint, I think. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Sorry to disturb you. By this process, one can achieve the highest result of religion, namely being transferred to the highest planet within the spiritual world. What's the name? Galoka Vrindavan. One can thus immediately estimate the benefit of Lord Krishna's appearance and can understand that he's giving relief to the people of the world by his appearance was not at all extraordinary. So, this is the only solution. The only solution. Daivi yeshuguna mai mama maya durachaya. Mama eva ye prapajante mayamitam tarantite. Or as Lord Chaitanya Bhaktivinoda says, he used to sing, Jeev jago, Jeev jago. I have to get one of these. Gorachandra bole. Kota nidra yamaya pisashira kole. Wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you lie on the lap of the witch called Maya? Bajiva baliya etse samsara bitare. Buliyaro hile to me. Oh, you have forgotten the way of devotion service and are lost in this world of birth and death. Actually, when you were in your mother's womb, you prayed, oh my Lord, when I come out, I will serve you. But having taken birth, you've forgotten me again. Tomare laite ami. I know avatara, Ami bina bandhu ara keate tu mara. Other than myself, you have no one to save you in this world. Tomara laite ami hoinu avata. Ami bina bandhu. I am your only friend in this world. Most merciful avatar, Lord Chaitanya. Enechiya shadi maya nashibara lagi harinama ma mantra to me magi. I have bought the medicine to destroy the illusion of maya. Take this maha mantra. Bhakati vinoda prabhu charane pariya se harinama mantra loila magiya. Bhakti Vinod is calling us to chant this maha mantra because he knows its effect. He's taken this maha mantra as his life and soul. So this is a transcendental alarm clock. Only trouble is we don't even set the alarm clock. Have you ever done that? You think, I'll set the alarm clock, boom, and you fall asleep. And then you don't wake up on time. Or else, the alarm clock goes off, and you think, well, I'll put it on snooze. I wake up 5 minutes later when it goes off the second time, but you turn it off by mistake. And then you wake up too late. For Mangalarti. So, when we're in that dream, sometimes, have you ever experienced this? You're having some far out dream, you know, because the dream is completely separated from reality. It's maya, it's that which is not. It is reality, because Krishna's energy is all real. Bhumirapanalovayuka manabhut evacha ankaraitya may be in a prakritiyasa. These are all Krishna's energies. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. It's all Krishna's energies. It's not totally false. But you know a dream, what it's like. You're having some far-out experience, maybe flying, or a beautiful man, a beautiful girl, or some frightening situation. And I had a frightening dream the other day. I did something, and they were going to throw me out of ISKCON. It's like the end of the world. And then I realized it was only a dream. Thank goodness. I'm free. They're not coming to take me away. You ever had that one? It was only a dream. Thank goodness. So, you know. So in the dream, you know, we're lying in bed. We're Mrs. What are the names in Belgium? What's a common name? Smith? Huh? Yeltsin? In England, the commonest name is Smith. We're all blacksmiths. Psh, psh, psh. What's... Smith. You're Smith. Anyway, we forget who we are. My wife's lying there. I've got my kids. I've got my car. Got my job. Forget it, man. I don't know anybody anymore. Right? So it's a fact, we've all experienced this. And then suddenly there's a buzzing noise. Oh, it's in the dream, it's something like a motorbike. Someone's starting a motorbike. And then gradually, it's not a motorbike, it's the alarm clock! The alarm clock. So sometimes, in the dream, was actually the alarm clock, the transcendental reality, seems mundane. Seems part of the dream. I am Belgium, I am male, I am female, I am sannyasi, I am this, I am that in the material world. And so we don't take it very seriously, this holy names. We think, oh, it's, you know, same as Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, Cola-Cola, Coca-Coca. Water, water, water. But, of course, water's not coming, and Coca-Cola's not coming. Because we don't drink Coca-Cola in this country. Generally, we don't. So, the thing is that Krishna and his name are non-different. Prabhupada says, when one is completely free from Maya, one will understand that Krishna and his name are non-different. Is anyone here completely free from Maya? No, it's difficult, no? It's very difficult. But still, the holy name is so powerful that even if one hears it, then one's surrendering. Krishna is so merciful. When we went on the street yesterday in Antwerp, we could see all people were standing, and the basic thing they were doing was listening. They were hearing the Vedic scriptures. You know they were hearing the Vedic scriptures? Yeah. Because in the Vedic scriptures, which scripture is that? Kalishantra Parashara maybe? There's a conversation between Lord Brahma and Narada Muni. And lamenting, Narada Muni asks his father, what is the best process for poor people in Kali Yuga? And he said, Iti shodaka sam nam nam Kali kalma sanasanam Nataparatarupaya Savavede shudushite. These 16 words, Iti shodaka sam nam 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 Kali kalma sanasanam, they can destroy all the ill effects, the bad qualities of the age of Kali, which is what we're living in this age. Age of quarrel, hypocrisy, heaven knows what. Everybody knows. And you'll not find a better process in all the Vedic scriptures. In fact, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vedascha sarve aham eva vedyo Vedanta krit veda veda eva chaham. By all the Vedas am I to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of the Vedas, and I know Veda as it is. So when they hear Krishna, and they hear Hare, and they hear Rama, they're actually hearing the essence of all Vedic knowledge, which is in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So this is also book distribution. It's not actually book distribution. It's Krishna distribution, mantra distribution. And it was very potent yesterday. The book distributors, headed by Partha Sarathy, were going out. This is not the same Partha Sarathy who was in the army, is it? Really? Just see the potency of a trained GI. He was a GI? Yeah. So that's real warrior, dropping so many bombs of Vedic literatures into the laps of the conditioned souls. And this is what Prabhupada wanted. The the mercy of Krishna is there in his books. Just see, there's so many things in Prabhupada's books we haven't even digested yet. This thing of the five excellences of Krishna, who remembered that from before? This is amazing, no? I can't remember that even myself until I started to. I was reading the Krishna book, and there it popped out. Five excellences of Krishna. And the most excellent thing, fifth excellence, is that simply surrendering to Krishna, it does everything. I was hearing a lecture this morning by Prabhupada. It's really interesting. For the ecumenical. Any ecumenical devotees here? The ones who mix with people from other faiths? Like Christianity, Hindus, Islam. He says, our Krishna conscious movement, it contains everything. It contains everything that other religions, they like doing. And for instance, Christianity, he said, emphasizes love of God. We have love of God. It's what we're teaching. And the Islam teaches surrender to God. And Buddhism teaches, what does Buddhism teach? Non-violence, ahimsa. It's supposed to teach. Of course it doesn't these days. So we also teach ahimsa. So in the one stroke of becoming a devotee, you become a perfect Muslim, become a perfect Christian, become a perfect Buddhist. You know, it's all there in Krishna consciousness. Because it's all there in Krishna. And our eternal relationship is with Krishna. Just as when we wake up from a dream, then the alarm clock goes off. We wake up, oh, here's my beautiful husband, here's my beautiful wife, my lovely kids, and now I know I'm Mrs. Fred Bloggs. I'm Mr. Fred Bloggs. I have to go to work. And I have to do this, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, this is me. I'm British. And here I go. So, but the real thing is to understand is that the night dream and the daydream are both dreams. Both dreams are illusory. You see? They're temporary. They're not false, they're temporary. Because this body only lasts for 60, 70 years, maybe 100 years if you're lucky. I heard one dentist that says that if anyone wants to try it, if you live for till you're 120, you get a new set of teeth. Free of charge, yes. Krishna's providing for you. They're popping out, you know. We'll do the dentists out of business if we all start living for 120. So the thing is, very few people living to be 120. So then the thing is that when we leave this body, we'll forget everything except our Krishna consciousness. Neha bhikra naso sti pachavayana vijite svalpamapyasa dharmasya trayate mahatopa. This dharma of surrendering to Krishna can never be taken away. That's the essential nature of the soul. Dharma means that characteristic of a thing. What's the characteristic of sugar? Characteristic of salt? Salty, yeah. What's the characteristic of the soul, spirit soul? To serve Krishna, yeah. To surrender to Krishna and serve Him with love. That's our, how do you say, svabhava, spiritual svabhava. It's the very nature, svadharma. Svadharma. That's our own nature. And of course, we're not all the same. It's not that we're all like Krishna's zombies. You know, that we each of us have a completely unique, individual, loving relationship with Krishna, which nobody else can have, actually. Because Krishna can provide Himself to everyone in the unique way. Just like, have you ever looked at a big tree? Or have you looked at a forest of all the same trees? Can you find one tree is the same? Even this whole pine forest, there's not one pine tree is the same. And if you look on each pine tree, at each pine needle, is any pine needle the same? Is any leaf the same? Nothing is the same. So each one of us is unique, part of parcel of Krishna. But forgetting it, Krishna Bulli Sajiv, Anadi Bahimuk, Ataiva Maya Tarade, Samsaraduk. That this is the real cause of our misery. Not it's my husband. My husband did this. My wife said that. Blah blah blah. Now they're protesting all over the world against the capitalism. You know that? Has anyone seen on the You in Touch? Now the latest movement is picketing, protesting in Wall Street against the gnomes of Zurich, or whatever you call them in America, the Wall Street Wallers, because they own their computers, making lots of money and protecting their own interests. The whole world is starving. Some people haven't got a penny to rub together. Other people are dying of overeating. You know, people are fried with this. Oh, we'll go and scream and shout outside Wall Street. They're doing it in the city in London now, and they're doing it all over the world. They're doing it. And of course, devotees take advantage. They go there and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and distribute prasadam. Devotees like a snake. You know how devotees like a snake? You know that one? It's a joke, of course. The snake goes in the mouse hole, eats the mouse, and then lives in the hole. So any situation, like a demonstration, we can go there. We can sing Hare Krishna, distribute prasadam, and get in the press. So the people, they don't understand that by watering the root of the tree, all the branches and flowers and leaves and twigs of the tree become automatically satisfied by regaining our original Svadharma, our original relationship with Krishna again. We become complete. Om Purnama Da Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purname Vavishishate. For the invocation to Sri Shapanishad. Everything is already complete. Everything's already completely perfect. It's just us that's not perfect. You see? That's why we have all these difficulties. Difficulties with society, difficulty with our family, because we're still suffering the reactions of karma, and we're identifying falsely with this body, and we've not surrendered to Krishna. If we were surrendered to Krishna, we would see all these difficulties as lovely. Oh, thank you, my dear husband, for kicking me in the face. Thank you for making my life hell. I deserve it. Please give me more. Try and understand, this is Krishna consciousness. In Jesus Christ is teaching the same thing. He's saying, if somebody hits you on the face, give me more. Turn the cheek, give me more. Tatenu kampam shusha mikshamanam punjanam eva mikam vipakam. That was the next slide. So this is the way we inherit the kingdom of God as our rightful claim, is that if we suffer what's coming to us because of our karma, just see Jai Prataka Maharaj. He's an amazing, totally amazing example. You know, okay, mate, you know, here's Jai Prataka Maharaj, but then he has this huge strokes, and then what's he doing? He's traveling all over the road preaching, still in the wheelchair. I mean, you know, he hasn't given up. He thinks it's Krishna's mercy. I deserved it. It's to help me advance in spiritual life. It's this is the qualification that we must learn to surrender to Krishna, not to fight Krishna. Oh, I'm blaming him. He said this, he said that. I'm giving up ISKCON. It's the worst thing I ever did, to join ISKCON. I wasted half my life. I joined ISKCON. I thought it was going to be fun. And now I'm 25 years later. I haven't got a job. I can't get a job. I wasted half my life chanting Hare Krishna. I've known people like this. I mean, everybody knows people like this. It's totally maya. It's illusion. And the whole purpose of human life is that we heard from Rishabhdev. Now is the opportunity to go back to God and to wake up from this dream. We don't belong here. This is not our home. We're out of our element. We're like fishes out of the water. We've got to get back into the water of spiritual life. So if there's difficulties, we shouldn't be thinking how to avoid them. should be thinking how to surrender to Krishna. How can I overcome all obstacles by becoming a better servant of Krishna? This is our message. Actually, we can't avoid the obstacles. They're going to come by karma anyway. Because Prabhupada is explaining, by our karma, we each of us is going to get a certain amount of happiness and a certain amount of distress. You can't change it. Krishna may minimize it, but unless we're fully 100%, you know, 100%, 108% surrendered to Krishna, we're still going to get some reactions. And even then, Krishna may give us some token to help us advance. Look at Prabhupada. He had diabetes, he had this and so many problems. He 100% pure devotees, Paramahansa, Jagat Guru. He had health problems. He had family problems. They virtually, you know, ignored him. Wouldn't even give up. He wouldn't even, you know. So he had problems. Lawyers are pure devotee. But he took it as Krishna's mercy. Tatteni kompam shushamikshamanam. He remembered this verse. That this is Krishna's mercy. Krishna gave him just a little token of what I should, what I really deserve. So this should be our understanding of what is surrender. It's not something ethereal, something abstract, you know, you talk about it in the temple. It's right there in your family surrender. It's right there in your job, in your family life. And the opportunity to surrender to Krishna. The suffering is there. So suffering is sent by Krishna. Daivyesha gunamayi mama maya durache durachaya. It's very apariyamata samyam prakriti. Oh, no, that's the wrong word. Mamayvam so jiva loke jiva bhutasana mayasa stan indriyani prakriti stani kashati. Lifetime after lifetime, prakriti stani kashati. Many, many lifetimes. Many, many, many lifetimes. We're struggling, fighting to try and conquer material nature to stop these miseries. You know. What's his name? Steve, the famous guy who invented Macintosh. They say Steve Jobs. And he did one good thing in his life. He glorified Hare Krishna. You heard that? Yeah, he said, I used to walk 8 miles or 8 kilometers when I had no money so that I could take something to eat. And the Hare, one good meal a week. And his whole achievement was Macintosh. And now he's dead. He's gone. So where will he take birth? I don't know. At least he said Hare Krishna. He took prasadam. So hopefully he's gone back to Godhead. Because everyone's using Macintosh. Who's using Macintosh? We're using his invention in the service of Krishna. So he's done good service. So anyway, that's it. That's the challenge for all of us. How are we going to surrender to Krishna? Are we going to surrender in this life, fully surrender? If we don't, if we're only 20% surrendered, then we'll next life we'll begin from 20%. That's Krishna's arrangement. He saves us from going down to animals and plants. But yam yam vapi smaram bhavam chajanya. Whatever we remember at the time of death, if it's fully Krishna, we go to Krishna. Those who remember me, they come to me. Man mano bhava mad bhakto madhyajimam namaskuru mame vaishyasi pratyamte patijani priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your homage to me. So if there's difficulty and we think that we can adjust by making some adjustment, like, okay, let's split up, this is too much trouble for me, let's get a divorce, that's, you know, then you're missing the opportunity. And we're creating havoc also. Because then you'll want to try again, oh, I get married again, and he'll have to get married again, what'll happen to the kids? Why not try for going back to Godhead, tolerating, to Tikshava, become a sadhu? Look what Jesus Christ suffered, what Haridas Thakur suffered, a chanting holy name. You may, I'm not Haridas Thakur, I'm not Jesus Christ. You know, how can you expect me to be like that? But This is our chance to be like that. Krishna is giving us a test. Do you love me? Do you want to surrender to me? Do you want to come to me? Okay, pass this test. Surrender, tolerate. Chant Hare Krishna. Become a better devotee. This is some thoughts about this. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, any question, please? Everyone's getting hungry. Prasadam's always late around here. Don't worry. Where's that verse? I've searched the whole of the folio. 50% Zerfald and 50% Iskand. Do you know where it is? Nice question. Of course, we want to improve ISKCON. We want the whole world to come and surrender to Krishna. So, I've also heard that quote. I'm sure Prabhupada probably said it. I'm sure Prabhupada probably said it. But it seems logical that. There are difficulties in marriage or in the institution, and we can blame ISKCON. But on the other hand, we voluntarily came to this material world. We came here in the first place because we forgot Krishna. So whatever suffering we get in ISKCON is also our fault. See the big picture. You forgot Krishna and you come to this material world and then you join ISKCON and then you blame ISKCON. Nobody asked you to join ISKCON. What bhakta leader goes out with a gun and says you must join ISKCON? No. You voluntarily join ISKCON, so you can voluntarily leave. Why blame? That's just your own ignorance. You're the architect of your own fortune. So that's the big picture. Of course, as the institution, we don't want people to leave ISKCON. So of course, there's so many ways. We're thinking of ways to care for devotees and make ISKCON accommodate everyone as much as possible. But there again, you know, it's still voluntary. People can walk out and no one's forcing anybody to stay. It's very rare. What's that verse? Bahunam jamanamante gyanavamam prapajite vasudeva samat savat savat. And there's another verse. Samahatma Sadolaba. We don't expect everyone to come and join and stay, unfortunately. I was hearing a lecture by Prabhupada, and there were some questions and answers. Prabhupada's in LA, and he was saying, oh, now you are, I think it's LA, maybe you can correct me. But saying, oh, we used to have that place before, it wasn't so good. Then we used to have that place previously. Now we have a nice place. And you put up advertisements on all the street lamps and you invite people. You invite some big guy to be the chairman and this is advantage for your preaching. Take advantage for your preaching. And then he said, but if nobody comes, Don't be disappointed. Yeah, you're a servant of Krishna. You're doing your best. So, yeah, let's try and make ISKCON as best as possible to accommodate fallen conditioned souls, to outreach, make outreach programs in so many ways. This is another long discussion. But ultimately, it's up to the living entity to decide whether he can hack it in ISKCON, whether he wants to follow the four regular principles, whether he wants to chant Hare Krishna, whether he wants to live with the devotees. Prabhupada says, devotees who do leave, I was just reading a letter to Swati, her husband just left her, and the government took her children, had only one child left. Prabhupada said, what you can do? Don't worry about your husband. Because he's rendered Krishna consciousness, one day he'll come back. That taste will be in his heart. So don't lament. And if you can't get your children back, don't lament either. Give up lamentation and chant Hare Krishna, be positive, and get on with Krishna consciousness. So, what we can do, the doors are open both ways. We'll do our best to keep people. Prabhupada also said, don't be surprised who leaves, be surprised who stays. Yes. Don't be surprised who leaves ISKCON because they're discontented. Be surprised who stays because they're happy, they are contented. Okay. Is it okay? Thank you very much, Sureshwar, for rounding it off. For my fanatic sannyasi rantings have now been balanced out. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jaya Prabhu Dinadayalari. Bande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala. Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa. Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. Daya Daya Deva Hari. Jai Krishna Hari. Jai Rama Hari. Jai Satchinandana Gaura Hari. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Goranitai Jagannath Baladev Surabhadra. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Lalita Vishakha Goranitai Jaya Giri Govardha. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Lalita Vishakha Giri Govardhan Jaya Gauranita. Giri Govardhan Jaya Gauranita. Jaya Prabhupada 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 Prabhupada. Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki, Mahamantra ki, Gopamanande.
We started, we did it a few days, and we left the room. He said, here, Tom.